You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio on ESPN Radio 1700. Now, live in studio, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content, let me remind you, within every market there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. I'll be delivering it every day. A very focused show. We only chat about items affecting the roof of your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing planner, plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 90, and of course, we're celebrating today. Oh, I got a bad feeling.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Yeah, I got a bad feeling about this one, too. It is, are you ready for it? Where do we have it? Drum roll, please. It is National Margarita Day. My timing is not very good. Yeah, National Margarita Day. I think I'm going to have to find some place to celebrate. I did get a message just here a little bit ago from a friend saying, okay, saw the note on Facebook that we were going to be celebrating National Margarita Day. And the question came up, where are we celebrating National Margarita Day at? Steve, we'll have to send you that strawberry margarita down there so you can enjoy and indulge with us as well. Well, maybe we'll have to run down to San Diego to our flagship station, ESPN, being that we've got such great news on gas prices. Yeah, I know that oil is up right now as I'm chatting with you, but holy cow, gas prices. $1.71.1 nationally here in the state of confusion. We're at $2.31.7. Still above most of the country. Missouri's leading the way at $1.45.8. 46 states. California, we're only one of four states now that are still above $2 a gallon for gas. Yeah, well, let me check with the president on that one.
So I know who's asked to kick.
Yeah, trying to find out who we got to check in with here to get our gas prices in California down in line with the rest of the country. Yeah, maybe it's the voters of California who like to vote for people who like to tax us a lot. Over 40 cents a gallon in taxes. Just saying, that could be part of the problem there. Yeah, I saw an interesting article. I thought I would share this with you just because it's a little bit of fun. How to fly on a private jet for $150 for under $150 per person. How do you like that one? Flying private for under $150, no TSA, no lines, flying like the rich and famous, jetsuite.com. Flies to over 2,000 airports, aggregates private jet flights with empty seats to offer daily, next-day deals. So if you got a short-term horizon, you can rent the entire plane, maximum of six seats, starting at $536 each way, which shakes out to less than $90 per person. That's a flight going from Oxford, Connecticut to Philadelphia. But I did see on here, four people from Orange County, California to Chicago for $536, $135 a person. The issue there, though, you got to be able to figure a way home because this is, they're talking to you on the next day is what they're looking at here. How do you get back? What are you going to find on the short term coming home? So look about this one. Beacon East Coast will be available on Beacon is a membership airline. West Coast Airline Surf Air offers unlimited private plane flights to and from roughly a dozen California and Nevada locales, Los Angeles, Las Vegas, Santa Barbara. Pay $1,750 a month for that one. Flight Air Taxi is another one of these services. Just thought it looked, doesn't have a whole lot to do with anything, just a little bit of fun for this wonderful day. Speaking of fun, San Diego. Once again, San Diego sells out Comic-Con in, I think it shows in here, about 40 minutes. The most popular days, preview night and Friday and Saturday, gone within 40 minutes. Now outgrowing the San Diego Convention Center, using the downtown hotels. I wonder how long it's going to take until the ticket prices go up. Daily tickets for Thursday, Friday, Saturday sold for $55. Sunday badges, $40. Last year, the sellout was in an hour. This year, 40 minutes. Man, but I guess that is going to tell us that we're probably in for a price increase. Although there's a few people that we'll chat about that probably don't care if there is a price increase. Saw this article, had to share the information. General manager of Small Water and Sewer District in Harupac Valley has a compensation package that tops not just the largest special districts in the inland area, but is more than double what California's governor earns. David Lopez, Rubidoux Community Services District in 2014, received compensation. Are you ready for this one? Let me see if we can get it going. Whoops, wrong one. So I guess not doing any better this morning on that either. Ready? $456,000 annual salary in 2000 or compensation in 2014. $456,000 public service worker. Paul Jones, Eastern Municipal Water District. Compensation was reported $430,000. Interesting. A lot of dough right there. It's PE.com is our source for this information. A lot of money in that water. You know, obviously there's not a shortage of dollar bills, even though there may be a shortage of water here in the state of confusion. Speaking of shortage, I saw this. TheEconomist.com came out with an article over the weekend. I found it very, very interesting. Dealing with, because we did have a lot of news on politics with the South Carolina primaries over the weekend, or just primaries, the Republicans only. The Democrats, they went to Vegas for the weekend. An article in The Economist, though, talking about the success or lack of success of Donald Trump.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Yeah, well, the article goes to say that the success of Mr. Trump probably is not quite what he's been asserting. Well, he says that his net worth over $8 billion. Forbes has it at just over $4 billion. Still a lot of money. The Economist, a little bit less than Forbes. They're at a little over $4 billion. And Bloomberg is a little under $3 billion. But here's the issue. That still, no matter which way you look at it, those are all a lot of money. But here's the question. Is it because of or in spite of Donald Trump? Had he taken the exact amount of money that he inherited in 1985... and done nothing more than put that money in the S&P 500. According to the numbers from Forbes, he would probably have triple the amount of money he has today. Now, if you want to look at what Mr. Trump will probably tell us to do is start looking in 1996. That way he can say that he outperformed the S&P 500. If you look starting in 2005, once again, the S&P 500 outperforms Trump. So in spite of himself, he's made money. We don't want to talk about the casinos that didn't do so well, filed bankruptcy. Taj Mahal, a number of his other ventures that he ended up having to sell ventures for just to cover some of his debts. Got a question mark there. You're wondering, and now we see that he says he'll release his tax returns when the time is right. You know, they're very complicated. It's not for the average you and I to understand these things. We're not sophisticated enough. And apparently he doesn't have enough attorneys and accountants to get it done, similar to what Mr. Bush did. But we'll see what happens. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, got a lot to cover today. Future home values, where do the experts expect they are headed? Saving some money using a reverse mortgage, saving tax dollars with a reverse mortgage. How in the world can you do that? Comparing FICO and other credit scores and how to maximize your Social Security benefits. Maybe you can help mom and dad maximize those benefits as well. You can reach me anytime. Call our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, and on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Ron Siegel Radio Date Night Trivia, presented by Reunion Kitchen and Drink. Friday, Ron will pose a question based on air conversations during the prior 7 programs. The person to post the answer according to the guest conversation will win a date night package, including a dinner gift card for Reunion Kitchen and Drink. You might even be able to say hi to Ron when you visit Reunion Kitchen and Drink.
It's not every day your home gets flooded, but when it happens, you've got the good people at APRIS on your side. With over 25 years of construction and insurance experience, they can turn any disaster around, making your home good as new. For 24/7 support, call 844-GO-APRIS or find us on the web at www.apris.me. Day, night, rain, or shine, when it happens to you, you know what to do. Go APRIS. Remember, call 844-GO-APRIS. That's 844-462-7747.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 0186.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime. At 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990. Real time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. When you want the equity of your home, just text PEAR, P-E-A-R, Professional Equity Analysis Review to 79564. The professionals will reach out to you, have a conversation with you, and get you the equity of your home. Future home values, where do the experts think they are headed? Many real estate conversations center on housing prices and where they might be headed. That's why I went to the Home Price Expectation Survey. It's every quarter, Pulsonomics surveys a nationwide panel of over 100 economists, real estate experts, and investment and market strategists about where they believe prices are headed over the next 5 years. Then what Pulsonomics does is average those projections of all of that 100-plus experts. Give me a single number. The results of the latest survey, home values will appreciate, and this is national numbers, so you can't use these just in your neighborhood. Home values will appreciate by 3.7% over the course of 2016. 3.3% in 2017, 3.2% in the next 2 years, and finally 3.1% in 2020. That means the average annual appreciation will be 3.3% over the next 5 years. Again, that's according to this survey of over 100 industry professionals. The prediction for cumulative appreciation slowed slightly from 21.6% to 17.7% by 2020. The experts making up the most bearish. Now, here's what I like to do, because I like to look at what do the naysayers have to say, because we can look at what the optimists have to say. This, the survey I just gave you is what you combine all of them. So you've got the bears, the bulls, the pessimists, the optimists, the whole nine yards. But what do the pessimists, the bears, have to say? Well, they've got a cumulative appreciation of 10.9%. The most optimistic, they're saying 25% by 2020. So the bottom line here is, no matter which side of the fence you're looking at, the bears or the bulls, we're looking at very good appreciation. This does not even take into account what's happening in a few different areas. It does not take into account leverage. So when we talk about how much the numbers are, when you start talking about leverage, that you don't, most of us do not pay cash for our real estate. So if you look at the naysayers, the bears in here at 10.9%, if you put 10% down, they're saying you're going to be looking at like 90, almost 100% appreciation on your investment. That's not on your cash. That's not on your whole investment right there. That's a big difference. So now if you look at that same scenario and talk about the optimists, they're going to be saying 250% return on cash. Where are you going to get that kind of return on your money? I suggest you will not get it anywhere, and you're certainly not going to get it with the sense of security. I'm looking at the Dow Jones Industrial Average right now as I'm speaking to you, and it's up 212 points for the day. For the month, it's up 510 points. But there's an 1,100-point swing in there in the last 30 days, 1,100 points. I would suggest that if I'm in my 40s, 50s, or above, that makes me a little bit nervous, because I'm not in my 20s any longer. I don't have time to rebuild if the market takes a big dive. There's nothing in the numbers that are coming out of the markets that are suggesting that we've got strength in the stock market. So if there's nothing suggesting strength in the markets or strength in the economy, why are the markets up so high? What's happening to cause that? Why is it that the 10-year German Bund is generally about a half to 1% below what our U.S. 10-year Treasury is, but today it's at 0.18, it's 1/10. Of what our U.S. 10-year Treasury is. That spread needs to narrow. That gap needs to narrow. Does that mean the German 10-year goes up? Maybe. does that mean the U.S. 10-year yield goes down? More likely. So that's good news for our interest rates, for our mortgages. When our mortgages rates are low, that means people can continue buying homes. Now, I'm going to be the first one to share this information with you. We are going to see in very, very short order, we're going to see that existing home sales are dropping. Why are existing home sales dropping? I'm going to tell you exactly why existing home sales will start to drop, even though the real estate market is so desirable and it is so strong. The problem is there's no homes for sale. We're looking at right now, I just had a conversation this morning with a gentleman that knows a lot about Orange County real estate. We're talking about under 3 months supply in Orange County. We spoke to Brent Humphreys a couple weeks ago in San Diego, under 2 months supply in San Diego. Well, how do you have a strong sales numbers in housing if there's no homes to buy? Right now, 57%, according to AEI's International Center on Housing, 57% of all buyers of homes are first-time home buyers, 57%. Well, if that's the case, what are they buying? Well, some, yes, they're buying new homes. Some are buying those studios that are being built or the lofts that are being built. But there's a lot of them that are looking to buy a home from somebody who's already in an existing home. The issue when you're looking at that is people not understanding you, your friends, your family, probably don't realize how much equity you legitimately have in your property. You have got a lot of equity in your property, and there's a lot of people sitting on the sidelines saying, you know, I don't have equity. I can't buy a new house. I can't sell my house because there's no equity. But the answer to the question is really, yes, there is a lot of. Now, some of you may not understand the concept. When I say there's under 3 months supply or under 2 months supply, or on a national average, 3.9 months supply, anything less than 6 months supply means we are in a seller's market and home prices will appreciate. 6 to 7 months is pretty neutral. Home prices will only appreciate with inflation, which we don't have any inflation in our environment right now. If we have more than 7 months supply, which we haven't had in a long time, well, now we're looking at prices dropping, depreciating. That's when home prices are not selling. But the issue is that's not there right now. We are looking still, CoreLogic says 10% appreciation in California home prices, 5.4% on a national average. Why would that be? Well, if there's no properties available, you've got low interest rates, you've got people that are 57% of the new homes going to that first-time home buyer, what's going to happen? It's basic economics, friends. It's supply and demand. When there is more demand than supply, prices go up, and that's why CoreLogic, as of this current month, they're saying a 10% appreciation in property values. Now, since 2006, and I want to dispel this other myth, we're nowhere close to the idea of another bubble. If you look back, especially for us here in California, going back to 2006, our property values are still 16% below the 2006 property values. So we're still not even, you can't be looking and saying, well, we're worried about it going, taking another big bust. As a whole, the United States down 2%. So that's not our issue to be dealing with or our issue to be concerned with. New home inventory, we're looking at 5 months supply of new home inventory. That's coming down as well. 23% of the people believe they're negative equity on their homes. I was just sharing that number with you, people that really believe that they don't have the equity to sell their house and go buy that new, bigger house they need. 23% believe they're in negative equity. Legitimately, there is only 8% of the economy. That's Fannie Mae and CoreLogic numbers, not Ron Siegel Radio. It's only 8% of the population. So if you're looking around, almost everybody on your block has equity. 37% believe they have more than 20% equity. In reality, 74% of us have more than 20% equity in our home. So again, misperceptions causing people to stay in their home when they really want to be buying. They want to go move. We're going to talk more about it. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, comparing FICO scores and other credit scores, what Dave Ramsey does not acknowledge about credit cards, how to maximize mom's Social Security benefits. We'll talk about that as well. You can reach me anytime. Call our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter, @Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal Housing Lender.
Southern California attorneys have over 15,000 real estate agents to call in Orange County for their personal and professional needs. Why do they overwhelmingly call Melinda Johnson? Simple. It's the Melinda Johnson trifecta. Melinda is an attorney, real estate broker, and realtor. Does your family deserve the same professional services California lawyers demand? Call Melinda Johnson at 714-863-5485. That's 714-863-5485. Or on the web at freedomfirstproperties.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
37% of American homeowners believe they have over 20% equity in their homes. Fannie Mae tells us 69% of American homeowners have over 20% equity in their homes. Fully 1 in 3 American homeowners are not informed about the amount of equity they have in their homes. Are you one of them? How might this be holding you back from achieving your goals? Text RSR CMA to 79564 to get a property valuation from one of the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Again, to know how much your home is really worth, simply text RSR CMA to 79564.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today brought to you by our friends over at VIP Mortgage. If you're ready to buy a new house, maybe you want to take advantage of the interest rate market or the interest rate environment that we are in today. Well, just give me a call at 800-306-1990. I'll put you in touch with our friends over at VIP Mortgage, and we will see if they can help you out. I bet they can. They've got some great programs, great products, great reputation. I'm just going to say I believe that they probably can help you. You just need to make that first phone call. Comparing FICO scores and other credit scores. One of the items that I hear on a regular basis, people will call and want me to give them some guidance, some counsel before they call our friends over at VIP. And one of the conversations we have, the discovery conversation that I share, is what are your credit scores? What does your credit look like? And people will tell me all sorts of numbers. And a lot of times they're telling me, oh, I've got a high 800 number. Well, as soon as they tell me that, what it's really saying is, yeah, they haven't gone to a professional to get their FICO score. See, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, when you're looking at buying a new house, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, basically they set the industry standard for rules and regulations. Yes, I understand that there are some commercials out there where people are telling you, where commercials are telling you that they use their own money to fund the loan, so they make their own rules. And I hate to be the bearer of bad news.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
They're not giving you the truth. What they're really saying to you is they follow Fannie Freddie guidelines, and then they can set their own rules above and beyond that. But Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, they set the basic guidelines if it's a government-sponsored entity loan. That would mean if it's under the county-conforming loan limits for your specific county. Now, even the jumbo lenders, which are portfolio lenders, frequently what they do is they're going to come out and they'll say, well, we're going to follow Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae guidelines, but we're going to go above their lending limits. So all the other guidelines apply, but the lending limit does not apply. So even there, it's a little disingenuous to say that we make our own rules. Now, there are some private money lenders that are out there that do totally make their own rules. They use their own money. It's all private. And they're generally going to charge accordingly. You're going to pay a little bit more money. But one of the things that all of the lenders are going to look at, I don't know if there's maybe a couple of them that don't look at credit score. But for the most part, lenders look at credit scores. You don't have just one credit score. You have hundreds, and they change constantly. There is no storage facility or storage bank or data bank for credit scores. Again, contrary to popular belief, the credit score that you get right now, if you go online, you go to SiegelLendingTeam.com, look under the tab that says Credit 101, there's an opportunity there that you can get your credit score. You can order a credit report that is a FICO report. The scores that are on that report are not generated yet. When you hit submit or give your authorization, that's when all the data gets accumulated at that particular precise moment in time. If you go back 2 hours later, there is a likelihood that you will not get the exact same score 2 hours from now. What does that mean? Well, that means that if you go to lender A right now and lender B an hour from now, they're probably not going to have the same credit scores for you. It's not good. It's not bad. It's just what is. But Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae, they want FICO scores. When you say that you've got, or you're looking at a credit score, a credit report, the key to tell whether you're looking at a FICO report, obviously it's going to say FICO, F-I-C-O. It's a registered trademark name. Otherwise, you might see one of the other multitude of names. Vantage Scores is the biggest one of the other non-FICOs. That is a scoring system developed jointly by the three major credit bureaus and introduced in 2006. That's the main competitor for FICO. They both use proprietary formulas designed to predict how likely you are to repay a loan or credit card balance as agreed. They make money. How do they make money? Well, they sell their data. They sell that data to lenders. They sell that data to credit card companies. That's how they're making their money. The formulas are applied to data from each of the three major credit bureaus, Equifax, Experian, TransUnion, which is why the same credit scoring formula can generate three different results. Again, three different bureaus, Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. So if you're thinking about FICO and Vantage, and now you've got Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion, can you see now just for the lending for a mortgage report right there, there's six different scores available. Now, even the same score has different versions. So if you go to Equifax and you want a mortgage or a car loan, they're looking at different data. So they're looking at different credit score algorithms. And you might be looking at FICO 8, introduced in 2009. You might be looking at FICO 9. You might be looking at FICO 3. Those are all, that's the same thing as if you look at Windows 7 or Windows 10, right? They're all different versions coming up with the same thing. Vantage's most recent version, that's 3.0, introduced in 2013. If you want to track your score over time, you want to use not only the same brand of score, but the same version as well. That's why when I've shared with you in the past, you can go to a service like Credit Karma, and they provide good data, but it's not going to, even though they give you a score, that score really isn't that meaningful. What that score is really telling you is trajectory. It's telling you that your scores are going up or your scores are going down. That's what you can really find out from that, is the trajectory of your scores. Differences between FICO and Vantage. FICO is far the more widely used score by lenders. Vantage, usually give the one given out for free as an educational tool on some of these personal finance websites, gaining traction with both consumers and lenders. Differences in FICO 8, the most widely used version, and Vantage 3, how paid-off collections are treated. Although they remain on your credit report for 7 years, the Vantage score 3.0 disregards paid-off collections for scoring purposes. The newer FICO 9, not yet in wide use, also discounts paid-off collections, but the widely used FICO 8 does consider them. So see how using the older FICO still hinders your score. How long a person needs to have had credit to generate a score? FICO's generally 6 months. Vantage can generate a score after 30 days. How recently a credit account was used? For FICO, at least one account has to have been used in the past 6 months. Vantage looks back 24 months. One credit history, many credit scores. If you apply for credit, you don't get to choose which score is used to assess your credit worthiness. Many lenders check only one credit bureau's score and or report because they pay for each inquiry. That's how the bureaus make their money. For big purchases, a lender will look at the information from all three credit bureaus. It's called a tri-merge report. And again, your credit score is not fixed. It's calculated on demand and fluctuations are normal. Here's the analogy there. If you go in right now and get a blood test, you're going to find your numbers are going to be a certain range. Go back at the end of the day today or right after dinner, especially if you go out and celebrate National Margarita Day, your blood test is going to have some different numbers. It's going to look a little bit different. Same thing with your credit scores. So here's the key to this whole issue is, do not wait until you need your credit to be checking your credit scores. I would also suggest, if you have an issue with credit, make sure everything you do is done in writing. Everything. You don't want to go to that online button. If you have a dispute of one of your credit items, the bureaus have this little button that says dispute, and they'll give you 140 characters to dispute that item. Do not touch that button. Act as if it's going to cause, it's malware. What you want to do is write the letter, mail the letter, include a copy of your driver's license, social security card, a utility bill, so they can identify that it is you, and keep track of the written responses. Written responses. Because that way, if down the road, maybe that creditor goes out of business, you've got documentation to prove your point. We'll talk more about this when we come back. That's the Your Credit Matters segment, again, brought to you by our friends at VIP Mortgage. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, how you or maybe your mom can save money on your Social Security benefits, maximize those benefits. We'll talk about it. Home energy efficient upgrades, how you can do them now and not pay until December of 2017 or start making payments then. You can reach me anytime. Call our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter, at Ron Siegel, and if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel and the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a loved one who wants to stay in their home, but you have health concerns about it? The Preferred Care Team understands the challenges of caring for your loved ones. Their goal is to keep seniors as independent as possible while maintaining their health, safety, and overall well-being. Whether you need just a few hours a week or 24-hour care, Preferred Care caregivers are trained to meet your needs. Call Preferred Care at 714-696-9150. That's 714-696-9150. Or visit preferredcare.com.
Attention homeowner 62 and older. Do you worry if you can afford to keep your home? Are you concerned about paying all your monthly expenses? Or do you simply wish you could live a better retirement? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you may qualify for a program that can help. It's called FHA Reverse Mortgage. It's insured by the federal government. You'll receive tax-free money. You aren't required to make any monthly mortgage payments, and you still own your home. Siegel Lending Team is a local leader in FHA reverse mortgages. Call free to get your free reverse mortgage guide, free custom quote. And when you call now, you can get all your questions answered by local experts. There is no monthly mortgage payment and tax-free money you can use for healthcare expenses, home improvements, or just live a better retirement with peace of mind. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-1990 to get your free reverse mortgage guide and quote. You'll also find them on the web at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Call 800-306-1990 now.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender, not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. That would be your household board of directors. Yeah, every major company has a board of directors. Why don't you? Think about it. That would be mortgage, real estate, CPA, financial planner, tax person, credit repair, all these people, attorneys that might need an estate planning attorney, bankruptcy, divorce. These are the different groups of people that might be able to help you and work with you and give you some guidance. Now, do you have to take their guidance? Absolutely not. The whole idea here is getting the information, learning, and being able to make educated decisions for what's the best interest of you and your family. One of the topics I want you to think about or be aware of is something that's, it's an interesting topic, and it's one that is very, very misunderstood, Social Security. Now, I don't want you to think, okay, I'm only 30 years old, so I don't need to worry about Social Security. Number one, you do need to worry about Social Security because it's going to take your benefit is determined by the amount of money you pay in over decades of a work experience. But what's more is, do you have parents, grandparents, loved ones who may be going to a friend or neighbor or the, the local Starbucks barista to get their information about Social Security? Now, I know because I've talked to many, many, many people about reverse mortgages. And it's amazing how many people tell me the rules of the reverse mortgage from 1986. Yes, 1986. And think that that's today's rules. They're way, way off base. I also know from the conversations, the listeners, the callers, the emails, the tweets I get, that the biggest group of people that are targeted for scams and misrepresentation are our seniors. Your mom, your grandma, my mom, my grandmother. My grandmother's not here anymore, but those are the people that are targeted the most. So I want to give you some real information because take a look. I'm going to share with you just a little bit, and you tell me if this makes any sense to you at all, and I'll give you the straight quote here, because here's the Social Security system that our seniors need to understand. At your FRA, you're entitled to your PIA, which is based on your AIME, unless, of course, you delay, in which case you will receive DRCs. Holy cow! We're supposed to understand that? So let's give you a little bit of the information. So Federal Insurance Contributions Act, that's FICA. That's your Social Security retirement checks. That's where the funding goes for that. Now, FICA taxes, F-I-C-A taxes, are levied on 7.65% of your income. 6.2% goes to Social Security. The remaining 1.45% goes to Medicare. And again, these are a set of technicalities. Your household board of directors can help you with this. The Social Security portion is assessed on the first $118,500 for 2015. FRA is the full retirement age. This is the age at which you receive your full retirement benefit. If you were born between 1943 and 1954, your full retirement age is 66. Those born between 1955 and 1959 is between 66 and 67, and is 67 for anyone born after 1960. You can collect Social Security benefits as early as age 62, unless you're a widow, but you'll be penalized for every month you take your benefit earlier before that full retirement age. So what do you do if you need the money? Well, there's alternatives. That's one of the things that a household board of directors, when you talk with your financial planner, I just had lunch last week with Allison Ferguson. We were chatting about this because a lot of the Social Security rules changed with the Budget Reform Act at the end of 2016. Average indexed monthly earnings. When your friends at the Social Security Administration are determining your benefits, They are looking at 35 years of earnings. They calculate the annual average wage levels within that time frame and index it to reflect inflation. Then they plug that figure into a formula to reflect your primary insurance amount. So if you haven't been paying for 35 years, guess what goes in for the years that you did not pay? Yes, you're right, a big goose egg. This is the monthly retirement benefit you'll receive at your full retirement age. Your primary insurance amount is shown on your yearly Social Security statement sent to everyone over 25 years of age, or you can get it at ssa.gov, Social Security Administration, ssa.gov. Summary Earnings Query, SEQY. It's possible that the Social Security Administration has inaccurate records. Does that surprise you that the government may have inaccurate information on you?
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Before you claim your benefit, make sure you request a summary earnings query to verify your income history. Now, we've seen clients that have incorrect earnings histories, but were able to amend their records before it was too late. Delayed retirement credits. If you remember earlier, I mentioned to you that you'll receive DRCs when you delay. Well, DRCs are delayed retirement credits. This is one of the most powerful tools for maximizing your benefits. There is no single strategy that works for everyone. However, once you reach your full retirement age, your monthly Social Security check will increase every year you wait to start receiving it up to age 70. If your full retirement age is 66 and you delay benefits until 70, your benefits will increase by 32%, 8% per year, in addition to the cost of living adjustment. Therefore, if you're entitled to $1,000 per month at 66, you'd get $1,320 at 70. Now, here's where I share with people on a regular basis. Think about this. What opportunities, what options do you have? What alternatives do you have to taking that Social Security benefit in order to continue eating? Well, if you're working, it's an easy one. You don't have to take the benefit. Just keep on working if you enjoy what you do, if you're making money, if that's not the area. You don't have to take the benefit. If you are not working, think about this. 8% growth. Is your IRA growing at 8%? Is your savings portfolio, your stock portfolio, growing at a safe, secure 8% per year? If it's not, then you need to look at it and understand why. What do you have to do? What are the alternatives? So think about that option. Maybe you want to take money out of the 401k. Maybe think about this option, because here's one that nobody will talk to you about. Do you have a bunch of equity in your home and your property? Maybe you have complete equity. Maybe your property is totally paid off. What if you get a standby or a letter of credit, a line of credit on your home with a reverse mortgage, so you don't have to make a payment there, but you can take the same amount of money or an equivalent amount of money from your home, which is not a taxable event. And yes, say maybe you're paying 3%, 4%, 5% on that money, but by leaving it in your Social Security benefit, that grows by 8%. Think about that concept. It's an alternative. You can't make an educated decision when you're not educated. And that's why I share with you that that portion is for you. You need to understand the reverse mortgage. How does it fit into your financial plan, to your cash flow analysis? Again, you're not losing the house. If it's your mom's house or grandma's house, I hear a lot of folks say, well, they want to leave that money to me. Well, here's the issue. They have got several buckets of money, and they're leaving those buckets of money to the heirs. If they have to pay for food, that comes out of a bucket. Does it matter if it comes out of bucket one, bucket two, or bucket three? Doesn't matter. Or however many buckets there are. Doesn't matter if it's coming out of the equity of the home instead of cash. Doesn't matter if it's coming out of the 401k or the equity of the home. All of these areas are just alternatives that you need to be looking at in a full financial plan. We'll talk more about this. Be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions, call me anytime. Or to meet any of our guests, call me at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
Our house, in the middle of our street, our house.